them a swarm the reception desk about Funk. I've got two very smart girls there, very posh. They clean the teeth with caviar. No, Mr.
Am I dead? I recognized him the moment he signed the book. I couldn't wait to see what he signed, darling.
Ladies, ladies, just a moment.
Mother, he actually spoke to me this morning.
What did he say, darling?
He asked me the time, Mother.
What a wizard prank.
And did you give it to him, darling?
Now, look here. For two pins, I'd give you two girls a...
Texas?
Mister. No use. I'll have to catch Funk myself. What the...
Stop, Sam! Stop! You're going too fast, Sam! Sam!
Hey, what's all this? Come back, Sam. Haven't you caught up with yourself yet?
No, boss. I'm leading myself by a nose.
Well, don't cut it off to spite your chase. Well, that'll be enough of that. Pull yourself together.
I'll try, boss.
Now, don't do it now. Now, listen, Funk's coming to stay here, so we better watch out for him. He's a sly, Jerry.
Did I hear you say dry sherry, Henley?
Yeah.
I don't mind if I do.
Well, if it isn't the walking wine list. Don't you ever stop, Colonel?
Only when I'm full and the sherry glass is empty.
Well, I don't know how you stand up to it.
I can stand as long as anyone will stand the sherry.
But don't you ever get a hangover?
Never. Off the sherry.
Don't you ever eat?
Well, sir, only when sherry gives me support.
Port? Ah, now you're talking.
Yes, it's all the good.
We'll have a bottle. Why, old Colonel, here you are.
Oh, yes, lovely old stuff. But I say, old and thorny.
Unnecessary journey. I say, Colonel, what'll you do when the war's over?
I'm going to get lit up when the lights go up in London.
Ah, I seem to have heard that sort of sentiment before.
I'll be feeling doubly frisky.
Did you say a double whiskey?
Made the offer. When the peace breaks out, I'll drink the Bay of Biscay.
That certainly will be a marvelous occasion.
I'll get it up, and so I think will you.
Too.
I'll be pickled as a parrot.
Well, what about a glass of claret?
Well, thank you, sir. I don't mind if I do.
Ah, good stuff, that girl.
I enjoy that. I see.
Yes?
Prospects of Brighthawk.
Meet you at the Mitre. You know, he was the original singer of Booze Baby or You. Hello, there's somebody registering at the desk. It might be Funk. He's got plush trousers on with a tip-up seat. Excuse me, sir.
Oh, come, mein Herr.
Sly Sam's much nicer.
You have a room for me, no?
Rather. Overlooking Essen with no blackout curtains. I suppose you want to find out when the invasion starts.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, I'll just get them on the phone. Hello, I want Pantelleria 659. Hello, is that you, Benito? Can you tell me when the invasion starts?
Ma brutta bestia, corpo di bacco. Sei un animale, un farabutto, un maiale, all'inferno!
He won't tell me, but I think it started. By the way, Joanne, how's that old?
Mine sure has a slight cold.
Well, he shouldn't go paddling in the Ruhr Valley. Well, I hope you'll be comfortable. Leave your jackboots outside. I'll fill him with strychnine.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Alf Lewis's daughter. Well, we, you know, we get some nice people here. You know, the other day, Krupp crept in, got cropped, and crept out again. Well, everything's working smoothly now.
Ah, Mr. Ramoto, I am distrusted.
Are you? Well, you shouldn't swank about with brown boot polish on your chest. Anyway... What's up now?
It is the kitchen.
The kitchen.
The chef is a fool.
A fool? Well, break him in before he breaks out.
No. He cannot even boil a kettle.
A kettle? Well, it is a job to get a cow to sit in the sauce, but I know.
I am trying to tell you he must be given the shoe.
Oh, then he can live in it with the old woman. But where was his last job?
He told me he came from a great hotel. The rat.
The rat? Ours is a nice mouse, ours is. Well... Doesn't he know anything about cooking?
Nothing at all. For breakfast this morning, he gave the guest fried lover.
Fried lover? Or plain old vagabond? All right, so I'll advertise for another cook.
Il trovatore.
Well, forever Maury. Now, I've never been in my dining room since I found a grocer in the sugar. I always get my meal sent in from the cabman shelter.
Boss.
Yes?
Boss, your dance band is here.
Oh, good. Is Paula Green with it?
Sure, boss.
Then I'll be right along.
Hello, Tommy. Hello. Like to hear my voice.
Your voice? Well, I'd prefer you to leave your family at home when you come here.
Oh, go on. All five of them are old enough to be my father.
Oh, well, what? Put together or separate?
Like to hear me swing fascinating rhythm.
Oil the swing first, fascinating Paula.
have a rhythm, a rhythm, a rhythm, a bit of pat through my brain. But I'm persistent, the day is insistent, when it'll drive me insane. Comes in the morning without any warning, and hangs around all day. I'll have to sneak up to it, someday I'll speak up to it, I hope it listens when I say. Rhythm, you've got me on the go, fascinating rhythm, I'm all a quiver. What a mess you're making, the neighbors want to know why I'm always shaking just like a flipper. Each morning I get up with the sun, start a hopping, never stopping, to find at night no work has been done. I know that once it didn't matter, but now you're doing wrong when you start to patter, I'm so unhappy. Won't you take a day off, decide to run along somewhere far away off and make it snap. Oh, how I long to be the girl I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, oh, won't you stop picking on me?
Let him in myself. Lummy, either my eyesight's getting bad or it's a very thin man. What, there's nobody there? Oh, yes, there is.
Oh, yes, there is.
No.
Caught you that time, Adley.
Never a dull moment, eh?
I brought this for you, sir.
Oh, what is it, a letter? Mr. Tom Handley, Esquire, please turn over and slit with knife. I wonder what it is. What the poof?
Never fails.
I must take one of these home and frighten the baby. Well, now I'll show you a good one to try on me next week.
Oh, yes.
Now, have you got a brick on you?
Yes.
All right, well, put it on the ground. Now, put your hat over it.
Like that?
That's right. Now, supposing you saw that hat lying in the street, what would you do?
Oh, I'd take a running kick at it.
Of course you would. Anybody would. Looks very tempting, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Well, look, I'll cross you for the first kick with my two-headed petty, eh? Now, you call.
Tail.
You win. Go on, have a go.
Right. One, two, three.
I wonder what on earth we're going to do with him next week. Well, now I must ring up Elsie. Hello. Hello, it's me, Tom.
Cool.
I've had a shocking day today, darling. I went to the cat racing and the favourite was beaten by a lap.
Cool.
But don't worry, darling, I'll be right up.
Cool.
And then, darling...
Cool.
That was a pigeon I'm fond of. Well, let's go and pump up the sausages.
Boss,
yes?
Boss, the guests are all gathered in the winter garden to hear your lecture.
Oh, dear. Is the magic lantern ready?
Sure, boss.
Well, turn out the lights and we'll start.
This way, boss.
Of course, my dear. He never asked me out a second time.
I just think not, darling.
After all, my dear, I took him for a gentleman.
He must have taken you for a lady, darling.
What do you mean by that, my dear?
Well, obviously she means that you're a...
Get in?
Jump in, girls, and I'll see you home.
Hey, boss.
What?
Boss, come out of it. You've got to give a lecture.
Oh, that's right. Sorry, girls. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I promise to give you an account of my career in the hotel world, illustrated by lantern flying.
Cool, Lummy. What a treat. I don't think.
Who said that?
I did. What about it?
Oh. Nothing. I thought you said it very nicely, that's all. Well, now I commenced my career at the early stage of 14 in the kitchen of a Blackpool boarding house. Show the slide, Sam.
Now, here you see me preparing the specialité de maison.
What's that?
Try it. We serve it in several different ways. Overarm, underarm, lobs, and googly. Now, that's me putting the lemon in the pig's mouth.
Why?
Because the pig asked me to.
What's that got to do with slice?
Suck it and see. Next slide, please, Dan. Now, having served my apprenticeship in this commodious chat, I became chef at the Titifalol Hotel, Tooting. Here you see me shelling peas with a Tommy gun. After several years here, I became a cocktail shaker and invented many drinks which are world famous today.
What are they?
Well, by far my most successful was Tom's Number One. Now, this consisted of a dash of gin, a dash of rum, a dash of senna, and a dash up to the street to the chemist. And finally, I took over this magnificent caravanserai.
What? This dump?
Yes. Is everybody quite comfortable here?
No.
Are you all enjoying your food?
No.
You know of any worse hotels?
No.
Well, what are you grumbling about? There are all sorts of taverns in towns and in caverns, and all sorts of pull-ups for cars. Red Lions, Blue Anchors, for plain folks and flankers, with cocktails and big saloon bars. There's the King's Head, the Stag's Head, as well as the Nag's Head, the Crown and the old load of hay. But if you're in need of a bed and a feed, I will tell you the best place to stay. Stay at Handley's Hotel. Stay at Handley's Hotel. Every room has a separate door. There's running cold water on every floor. It's a modern hotel.
Hotel!
We feed you remarkably well. If you like a good pub and you bring your own grub, then stay at Handley's Hotel. The food is most ample. I'll send you a sample if you care to give me a call. Signor So-So will serve his favorite order.
You get nothing, nothing at all.
Mrs. Pop will pursue you and woo you and do you.
Yes, I'm wise to most of their game.
Just pay your deposit to our Mr. Watson,
and I'll show you the old Watson name.
Oh, stay at Handley's Hotel.
Hotel!
Stay at Handley's Hotel. All the maids are extremely kind. They pull down the sheets and they pull down the blinds. It's a modern hotel.
Hotel!
We do our customers well. You'll get a nice view from the how do you do when staying at Handley's Hotel.
What? Now you're asking people to stay at your hotel, cook. You got it coming to you.
Got what?
See?
What, Clarence? What have we got?
Hey, you'll soon see. See?
I wonder what he's got on me. I hope he didn't see me cleaning the knocker at number 10 Downing Street. That will be out of the cabinet into the whatnot. Now, I wonder if Pumper's arrived. Any new arrivals, Miss Form?
There's one booking in now, sir.
What, that tall, sinister cloak figure? I bet that's Pump. I'll grab him before he can make a getaway. Now, come on, I've got you. I've got you, Pump.
Oh.
Are you going to come quietly?
No. I've come to the conclusion.
Good heavens. It's Enoch on Ernest Longstaff's shoulders. He's certainly on the top of his form.
I won't stand any more of his signal, So-So. I can't even load him myself before he's with Tintail.
Mrs. Mob, I have missing a pair of sacks and a woolen swatter.
What? A woolen swatter? I must get one for cold flies.
If you made out your list in English, I might understand it.
I believe you pinched my silk pants for your hobby.
My husband has never descended to silk pants. He's a man, he is.
Well, he's either that or a bearded lady.
It is a pity he's married to such an old humbag as you are.
Humbag, how dare you? For two pins, I'll do you.
Now, you two, stop rehearsing for that Sunday concert. You'll give this hotel a bad name, that's what you do. Now, if I send for Brawn the Butcher, we can play Happy Families. Ah, there's another new guest. Excuse me, sir.
Are you, manager?
Well, why do you think I'm wearing this cricket cap and clogs? Of course I am. You're Pump, aren't you?
I'm not.
Staying here for the first time?
I am.
I seem to have seen you before.
Yeah, I'm not.
Are you sure?
I am.
You know, this man has talked the hind leg of a donkey. So, yes. Well, take him off, I know you. You're Walter Westwhite. Well, why the priestly accent?
As your house detective, I have to assume various disguises and accents to match.
Oh, well, can you talk Irish?
Okay.
Welsh?
Dog bite me, I can that.
Scotch?
Yahida.
Marvelous. Now, do a Scotsman chasing a Welsh rabbit into an Irish stew, or would you rather think it over? Yes, think it over. Well, now, find Pump, and I'll raise your salary.
I haven't had any yet, sir.
Right, you are. I'll double it.
Inquiry's calling. Telegram to Miss Handley.
Well, you open it, Walter. Maybe from the railway, and you can read between the lines.
Please reserve single room with double mirrors for two-faced man.
Well, tell him he can't have my room.
Excuse, please, mister.
Well, here he is again. Norman Nougat, at and away from the banana.
Please, mister, you buy nice bedspread. Very cozy. Very cozy.
No, thank you. Now, the summer's coming on, and I shall be using my Astrakhan counterpane and 16 overcoats.
Oh, geez. I sell you very nice cold water bottle. Very cooling. No fooling.
Well, no, I'd rather have a wet Nelly full of jelly, good for tummy.
All right. I find nice one for you, mister. I go. I come back.
Nice.
Boy.
What?
You might as well know, Henley. You better leave your hotel, see?
Oh?
It's been condemned. It's unfit for human beings to live in. See?
Well, we can get out and you can move in with the family. That'll be all right.
Hey, Bush.
Yes?
Bush, you know that baby who came here last week?
Yes. Well, what about it?
Well, it's outside with its mother in the pram.
What, again? Well, what's he got to do with me?
Well, they both say they know you.
All right, show them in, then. Show them in.
Go on, baby. I'm too shy. You tell him.
I'm wondering for which end of man I want to put a gun for you, Dad.
What, again? I'm always being mistaken for Charlie Shadwell.
You've been listening to Tommy Hanley in It's That Man Again with Jack Trey. And Sidney Keith, Tino Galvani, Horace Percival, Fred Ewell, Bill Stevens, Dorothy Summers, Bill Lennox, Paula Green, and Peter Agister and the Jazz Dickens. The BBC Variety Orchestra was conducted by Charles Shadwell. The show was written by Ted Kavanagh and produced by Francis Worsley.